It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their December cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many cattle were in our feedlots at the beginning of December, how many were placed during the month of November, and how many were marketed during the month of November. When we return from the break, we'll talk about those numbers.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the December cattle on feed report was expected to bring bullish news to the cattle markets, but it turned out to be even a little bit more bullish than anticipated. When looking at the numbers, on feed was expected to come in at 98% of a year ago. The actual number was 98%. It came in about a half a percent less than expected by the trade. So it was lower than expected. As far as placements were estimated to come in at 92% of a year ago. The actual number came in at 89% of a year ago. So we were about 3.5% less than expected by the trade. And it was the lowest amount of cattle placed into the feedlots for the month of November since the series began quite a few years ago. As far as marketing was estimated to come in at 88% of a year ago. It came in at just below the estimate by about 2%. And again, came in lower than expected by the trade and at the lowest level for the month of November in history. So again, we're seeing the placements and marketings both coming in a lot less than expected by the trade. When you look at the weight groups that were for placements, the under 600 came in 60,000 less than they were last year. 6 to 699 pound category was 45,000 pounds less, or 45,000 head less. 7 to 799 was 55,000 head less. 8 to 899 were 21,000 head less. And the 9 to 999 category was 15,000 less. Over 1,000 came in 5,000 less than a year ago. So we're seeing quite a bit of a big drop as far as the lighter weight, the 6 to 799 pound calves are concerned, which would be the spring calves. And a lot of this is the Mexican cattle that are not crossing over the border. In all, it was a 201,000 less cattle placed in the feedlots than the previous year. Overall, we continue to see tight supplies. We continue to see strong demand. We continue to see good cash trade. All of that will continue to help put an underlying support underneath this cattle market. Now all we need, and the economy seems to be doing fairly well, and that is also helping to push this market. We are going to try to make a test of that 67% retracement of the recent high to low that we've just seen. And that's going to be a pretty tough technical level for this market to cross, especially here during the holiday season. Expect to see a little bit of profit taking here as we close out the year, but we could start to see some fireworks once the year starts.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.